are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, we played it, everybody. Another edition of Locked On Lions for this Thursday, June 20th, and a Friday, June 21st. Welcome in, Matt Derry with you. Thank you for listening and joining us here as we discuss your Detroit Lions and the news of the day and everything else that's going on, plus social media. Oh, my goodness gracious. Just when you think, it's a down time. The Lions aren't going to be at training camp for another month or so. Everything's going to be fine. Darius Slay is going to show up. No worries. Darius Slay is now on social media retweeting ex-Lions players ripping the franchise. We will discuss that coming up on Locked On Lions. Plus, if Snacks Harrison is a no-show, do the Lions need a backup plan and a big nose tackle or run-stuffing tackle on the defensive side of the ball? Well, they're talking to one. We'll tell you who that is coming up in a moment. Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com put out a list of his top 100 NFL players, regardless of position. Everybody from Aaron Donald all the way down to 100. And players that he called just missed the cut. How many Lions are on that list? We will tell you in a moment. And the saga that is the Michael Roberts situation is not over just yet. Packers signed him. He's not going to be a Green Bay Packer now. All of that and more here on Locked On Lions. And today we're brought to you by our friends at Blue Chew. Go online to BLUE, BlueChew.com. If you're interested in maybe a chewable, something different from Cialis or Viagra, and you want to know more about Blue Chew, go to BlueChew.com. Also, a reminder, you can listen to us on Megaphone.fm, which is our home, but you can find us as well on the Himalaya podcast app. Please download it and check that out as well. Locked On Lions, proudly brought to you by our friends also at Hotels.com. So it's been a kind of a crazy day here, and we've got the NBA draft coming up tonight, so check out our friends at Locked On NBA with the coverage of that. Where should I start? All right, so again, social media, you know, Twitter, you know, Snacks Harrison's on Twitter basically every day, and he drops hints all the time about his unhappiness with his contract. Darius Slay pretty much behaves himself on social media and has not done anything against the Lions. And we played you that Pride podcast or whatever it was called last week, where Slay basically sounded like a guy that was planning on playing this year, but did not show up for mandatory minicamp. And it's obvious that he wants a new contract. Slay even tweeted the other day, why is it that the NFL doesn't have guaranteed contracts? And people started freaking out, and Slay wrote back, no, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not talking about leaving the Lions or anything like that. But this kind of got interesting. Reggie Bush, yes, the former Detroit Lion running back Reggie Bush tweeted out last night at his account, at Reggie Bush, a picture of he and Joick Bell from years ago with a caption, Reggie Bush and Joick Bell are the only teammates in NFL history to each accumulate 500-plus rushing yards and 500-plus receiving yards in the same season. Reggie wrote, and then we got cut because they wanted to go cheaper. And he used the crying emoji and the hands out like, the two hands out in the air like confusion person emoji. So Reggie Bush basically takes a little bit of a pot shot at the Lions by calling them cheap. Saying that both he and Joick got cut because the team wanted to go cheaper. To make matters worse, Darius Slay hopped on Twitter and wrote, very true, and quoted Reggie Bush's cheap tweet. He also retweeted Reggie Bush's tweet. So not only did Darius Slay dislike it or retweet it, he also quote tweeted it and wrote very true on there. Basically saying, yeah, Lions want to go cheaper, very true. Now, is Darius Slay also calling the Lions cheap? That remains to be seen. But it's not a good look. Not at all. And, you know, God bless Reggie Bush and you know, you know, this guy, the real Ryan Davey, wrote to Slay and said, bro, are you trashing the Lions? LOL, just opt out of your contract if you're just going to dog on them. $50 million will buy a lot of cornerbacks and free up space for other positions in need. And then Darius Slay wrote back and said, yeah, reaching a little hard for attention. Not that serious, my guy. So here's the thing about Slay and about Snacks. If these guys are trying to get out of here by getting on Twitter, this is not what the organization likes at all. And I've documented this many times. The Lions got rid of guys like TJ Lang and Eric Ebron and Glover Quinn and Golden Tate, who were very active on social media. If this is a ploy for these guys to try to get out of here, I don't know if it's going to work or not. Darius Slay is an immensely important part of this Lions defense. So is Snacks Harrison. Slay is, I'm not going as far as calling him irreplaceable, but you take Darius Slay off this defense, he's the best player the Lions have. He's been in the Pro Bowl each of the last 2 years. But as far as Twitter and social media, can these guys get off of there for a little while when it comes to their business? And when it comes, and look, it's a free country. These guys can hop on social media and on Twitter and, you know, do what they want. But I to me, I don't think this is a good look at all. I think it's a bad look, to be honest with you. You want Drew Rosenhaus to handle your business and talk to the Lions, that's one thing. Now Slay's, you know, dogging the Lions because Reggie Bush is dogging the Lions. It's just nothing good comes of this at all. I still think Darius Slay shows up to training camp July 25th. I still think he'll be there. He's trying his best to get himself a new contract. He wants an extension. He thinks he's underpaid. I get that. Totally get it. And maybe he is now making $12 million a year compared to some other cornerbacks. He's a really, really good football player. But taking some swipes on Twitter, to me, that doesn't look very professional. And we've all done it, and we've all made mistakes on social media, me included. But I think it's a bad look, and then it gets fans involved, and they're asking questions, and then you're putting stuff out there, and you're saying it's not that serious. Well, then why'd you put it out there? I think Darius Slay is better than that, in my opinion. Your thoughts on it on Twitter, you can send me a tweet at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and also on Facebook, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. A new addition to the Lions, possibly? Who could that be? Well, let's tell you. Domata Peko has been in the NFL for 14 years. 14 years. He's 35 years of age. The big nose tackle, D tackle, formerly of Michigan State. Pretty good football player. And a guy that I think for sure could help the Detroit Lions. Well, he told TMZ Sports the other day he had a nice visit with the Lions last week, was in town, and that his agent is, quote, trying to work some stuff out for a contract. Peko played the last 2 years for the Denver Broncos. He turns 35 this fall. He's made 186 starts in his 13-year career, including at least 14 games each of the last nine seasons. Was a fourth rounder of the Bengals back in 06, former MSU Spartan. Peko is known best, if you remember, for that Monday Night Football game when the Bengals played the Steelers and he just destroyed Troy Polamalu playing fullback in a goal line situation. Now, remember, Snacks Harrison's the guy at nose tackle. Snacks Harrison is the Lions' meal ticket. He's got 2 years left on that $15.75 million contract of his. But Snacks has been a no-show. Snacks isn't happy. The Lions have an open spot on their roster. Roster is supposed to sit at 90. They have 89 right now after getting rid of Michael Roberts. Peko can play. I like him. I like Domata Peko. You know, he's a spot player now, but the Broncos loved him. The Bengals loved him. He'd be a solid addition. I know he's 35, but this team may end up needing him because if Snacks Harrison's not going to show up, then the Lions are in desperate need for a run filler and a run stuffer at the nose tackle position. And if Peko can fill that Ricky Jean-Francois role from last year, I'm all for it. So keep an eye on that. Domata Peko, ex of Michigan State. Remember when he picked up that fumble against Iowa, rumbled down the sidelines at Spartan Stadium? Good football player and has always been pretty solid in his career. So he told TMZ Sports he was in for a visit and they're trying to work it out. Lions have plenty of money under the cap to fit another guy in, and maybe that would send a little bit of a message to Snacks Harrison, like, look, we gotta add some people here if you're not going to show up. So keep an eye on that. I would like that move, actually. I think Pecco can play. I know he's old. I know he's 35. But he's a solid, quality NFL defensive tackle who is available after playing the last 2 years with the Denver Broncos. Keep an eye on it. Hey, when you're driving to work or from work or around town, all you got to do is tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Lions, and we'll be right there with you for the drive. Again, tell your smart device to do that. And a reminder, Locked On NBA will break down all of the NBA draft stuff late tonight and into tomorrow. Check that out as well right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, welcome back. Matt Derry with you this Thursday into Friday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We talked a little bit about Twitter and Darius Slay and Reggie Bush and all that stuff. Domantas Pecco and his visit to Allen Park. I want to get into something one of the national writers wrote in regards to the Lions, and that's Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com. He ranked his top 100 NFL players best to 100, you know, 1 to 100. Aaron Donald, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Von Miller, Khalil Mack, Tom Brady, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Bobby Wagner, and J.J. Watt were in his top 10. Now, biggest question for us is Locked On Lions people and listeners and hosts and all of us together is, where do the Detroit Lions stand on Prisco's list from 1 to 100? And he has a just missed category for the guys that were just outside that top 100. If you had to guess how many Lions would be in the top 100 in the NFL, I would have guessed 3. I would have said Darius Slay, Trey Flowers, and Snacks Harrison. I would have guessed those three. Matthew Stafford, no. Kenny Galladay, not good enough yet. Any of the old linemen, no. Turns out, 2 made the top 100 of Prisco. Trey Flowers checking in at number 81. 81 for Trey Flowers on Pete Prisco's list of top 100 players. He writes about Flowers. He only had 7.5 sacks for the Patriots last season, but his ability to influence the quarterback in more ways than that earned him a big deal from the Lions. Next, Snacks Harrison makes the cut at 97. 90! Says Prisco, quote, "He is a force against the run, which often gets overlooked, but he is vital to any defense that he plays on," end quote. Darius Slay does not make the cut, did not make the top 100. Xavien Howard, cornerback from the Dolphins, came in at number 94, ahead of Darius Slay. That's a cornerback. Desmond King from Detroit Crockett turned up at number 79 from the Chargers, ahead of Darius Slay. Now, Slay did make the list of just missed players. Xavier Rhodes also on that list. Brandon Graham also on that list. I'm looking to see if there's any other cornerbacks. Denzel Ward's on that list from the Browns. Only 2 Lions make the top 100. Let's have a little perspective on this. Within the division, who won the division last year? Let's just look at it. The Chicago Bears. How many Chicago Bears do you think made the list? How about 4? All of them ahead of Trey Flowers. So the Lions' top player is Trey Flowers, according to Pete Prisco, and he's 81st in the league. The Bears have 4 players on the list, all ranked higher, all considered better by Prisco than Trey Flowers. And that would be Khalil Mack, who came in number 5, Akeem Hicks, 48, Eddie Jackson, 67, and Kyle Fuller. Yes, the cornerback, Kyle Fuller, 69. No, I'm not doing my Ronnie the limo driver a joke there. Kyle Fuller. So 4 Chicago Bears to just 2 Detroit Lions. We mentioned Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers in the division, 3rd highest player on the list. Okay? So I'm optimistic about the Lions. I think the Lions are going to be better. I think the Lions are going to be better than people think. I like this football team's roster. I think there's some more depth there. But yet you look up and you see Aaron Rodgers is in the top five. He's in our division. Khalil Mack's in the top five. He's in our division. David Bakhtiari is top 40, 38 for the Packers. Called the best pass-protecting tackle in the league by Prisco. And he's at number 38. I see Harrison Smith from the Vikings at 44, higher than any Lions player. That worries me a little bit. Devontae Adams, 57th Packers in the division, 57. Kenny Clark, nose tackle, Packers, 60th in the division. You got to have players. We could talk about scheme. We could talk about Matt Patricia. And yes, the pressure's on Matty P for sure. But man, and this is just one man's opinion and Pete Prisco, but I respect Pete Prisco. Adam Thielen in the division, 84th. Mike Daniels in the division, Packers, 87th. All of these teams have more players. Danielle Hunter, 95th, Vikings, defensive end, 14.5 sacks last year, made the list. All of these teams have multiple, more than two guys, and the Lions have just two on this top 100. Does this concern you when you think about the talent? Do we overrate? How about Matthew Stafford not even making the just missed list? Should there be a Lion that got snubbed? Is there another player on this team that you think is a top 100 player in the league? You know, is A'shaun Robinson on the move and getting better? Could he be a just missed type of guy? Darius Slay, to me, is the best player on the Lions because he's been to the Pro Bowl. Trey Flowers is damn good. So is Snacks Harrison, but he's not on the field the whole time. But not a single Lions O-lineman. None of their skill players on offense. Kenny Golladay didn't make the just missed list. People are calling him a stud. I'm interested in what you guys think of this. I think this is definitely concerning because we look at the talent and we see it's improved. But then you look in the division and all these guys are popping up on the list. Multiple Vikings. Multiple Packers. The Lions have just two, which I guess is technically multiple. It's more than one. But Trey Flowers at 81, Snacks Harrison at 97. Four Bears finish ahead of both of those guys. So we'll have to see about this. It's definitely a concern. That is for sure. All right, I told you earlier about our friends at Blue Chew. My goodness gracious, guys, can we talk about sex for a second and not get all giggly and embarrassed? Well, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in bed just by going to BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue, Chew.com. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises, all right? It's not just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who just wants some extra function and power in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person's doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy. Best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made right here in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they are cheaper than going to a pharmacy. Right now, I got a special deal for you Locked On Lions listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code Locked On to try it free. Blue Chew is a better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Lions. All right, our final nugget of the day here on Locked On Lions for this Thursday into Friday. Michael Roberts in the news. You recall last week, the Detroit Lions traded Michael Roberts for a conditional 7th-round draft pick to the New England Patriots. Lions were in no more need of this veteran tight end, second and third, going into his third year. And it just appeared that the Lions have plenty of guys at that spot now with the drafting of T.J. Hockenson, the signing of Jesse James, a drafting of Isaac Nauta in the 7th round, and they signed Logan Thomas, ex of the Buffalo Bills. So Michael Roberts was definitely not 100% healthy last year, and the Lions traded him to the Patriots for a seventh-round pick, but he failed their physical. So he was put out on waivers after the Lions got him back, then waived him. And now the Packers, yesterday, picked him up. Only 2 hours later, waive him again. Because Michael Roberts failed their physical. Wow. So he appeared to be a full participant in the Lions OTAs and minicamp over the last month. He did have surgery on his shoulder late last year. Thought he was healthy. But two different physicals now from two different teams. And he fails both physicals. So that's not good. Certainly for Michael Roberts. I think that's a guy with his size and with his athleticism that could play in this league. But now he's just got to get healthy. So Roberts, waived by, or trade voided by the Patriots, waived by the Lions, now cut by the Green Bay Packers. So there you go. The latest news on Michael Roberts, and we thought we would see him in the division with Green Bay, but apparently that shoulder injury is worse than expected, or maybe he needs more time coming off that surgery, so we'll have to wait and see where he ends up. All right, that'll do it for Lockdown Lions for this Thursday into Friday. We're proudly brought to you by our friends at BlueChew.com and at Blue Chew, and don't forget, download that Himalaya app to get all your favorite podcasts. We'll talk to you again next week.